Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen, and you're listening to This Week in Texas.
Howdy. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. The intent of this show is to give you a preview of what to expect in the week ahead in the Texas legislature. The House convenes at 4 p.m. today. A Speaker Phelan priority bill is being heard today in the House Energy Resources Committee and House Bill 14 by Representative Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth. The bill gets the right people in the room to keep the lights on during disasters. Tuesday, in the House Human Services Committee, there will be various bills being heard related to Child Protective Services or the Department of Family and Protective Services and the parameters by which parents are added to the Central Child Abuse or Neglect Registry. Thursday is a big day for conservative activists. In the House State Affairs Committee, there's various Republican Party of Texas priorities being heard to include bills related to the protection of religious organizations and religious freedom during a declared disaster. These bills are authored by Republican Representatives Shaheen, Tinderholt, Dean, and Sanford. Representative Middleton, a Republican from Galveston, is also having his taxpayer-funded lobbying ban bill heard the same day. Governor Abbott's priorities related to the penalties for cities who defund the police are being heard in the same committee hearing. The House Elections Committee will also be hearing various election integrity bills to include the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, House Bill 6 by Republican Representative Briscoe Kane from Deer Park, Thursday morning. Later Thursday morning, the House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee will be hearing four bills related to constitutional carry to include bills authored by Republican Representatives Biederman, Schaefer, Hefner, and White. The Senate will convene at 2 p.m. today. The Senate State Affairs Committee is already meeting this morning, and they were originally supposed to meet on election integrity bills. However, that's been delayed. On Tuesday, the Senate Business and Commerce Committee will be hearing priorities of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to include COVID business liability protections. On Wednesday and Thursday, the Senate Finance Committee will begin hearings on all articles of the drafted state budget. Expect that it will finally come to the floor to be considered by the whole body of the Senate here in the next few weeks. Reminder that this is the only constitutionally required thing that all legislators do when they convene for the 140-day session. This week definitely marks the beginning of several priorities moving through the overall legislative process. Thus far, it's mainly been priorities related to the severe winter storms and ERCOT reform. Expect additional bills that get hearings this week to be considered and voted out and sent to their respective calendars committees over the next few weeks. Thus far, bills related to the abolition of abortion have only been heard in the Senate. That was last week. There have been no bills related to monument protection heard as of yet or school choice. Today marks day 70 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning we're halfway through the overall 140-day session. As priorities start moving, expect that the calendars begin filling up more and more, and you'll see a lot more bills start moving through the overall process over the next few weeks. That's it for this week's update. I appreciate you joining us for another episode of This Week in Texas. As always, you can follow along with everything we're doing here at Texas Scorecard at texasscorecard.com. Make sure to follow us on social media. That includes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also follow follow along some of the other shows we have in the podcast tab at texasscorecard.com. Thanks for joining us this week.
That's it for this week's update. Thank you for joining us. If you like today's show, please consider taking a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. You can also go to texasscorecard.com to find more shows and content to help be an informed citizen. Until next time, and in liberty, God bless Texas.